السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد یا رب صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. Yesterday we had discussed نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is meeting حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام in the sixth heaven. We now move on. Bukhari Sharif mentions that Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam then took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the seventh sky and asked for the door to be opened. The same questions and answers took place as before. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the seventh sky, he met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him and he said, "Welcome to a son and a Nabi." So you see, all the other Anbiya alayhim salam, they said, "Welcome to a brother and a Nabi." But Hazrat Adam alayhis salam and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis salam, they said, "Welcome to a son and a Nabi." And Hazrat Adam alayhis salam, he is the father of mankind, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis salam, he is the forefather of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. It is mentioned that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was sitting at Baytul Ma'mur. Now Baytul Ma'mur, this is directly above Kaaba Sharif. Above the Kaaba is Baytul Ma'mur. How we have Baytullah. Alhamdulillah. Like how we have the Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah, the Malaika, they have Baytul Ma'mur. This is their Kaaba Sharif. The difference being that the Malaika, every day, 70,000 of them, are allowed to go and make tawaf, to read salah at Baytul Ma'mur. And every angel only gets a chance once. Only gets a chance once to go to Baytul Ma'mur. And every day, 70,000 are going to Baytul Ma'mur. So how many malaika Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has? We got 10 people working under us, we big shot. We got 100 students in our madrasa, big shot. We got an institute, couple thousand students, we're running a big institute we got. What? Ours is like child's play. We are like child's play. Look at what Allah Pak has got. Every day, 70,000 malaika going to Baytul Ma'mur. And they don't get a second chance. They don't get a second chance. So, khair. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, it is mentioned that at one point he was sitting at Baytul Ma'mur. At one point he was holding Baytul Ma'mur. You see, Allah Pak used Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to build the Kaaba Sharif. He built the Kaaba Sharif, and see where Allah Pak is allowing him to sit. He built the Kaaba Sharif, he sacrificed, left his son there, left his wife there, then he came, built Kaaba Sharif. Now he is enjoying the Kaaba of the Malaika. So, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's being there at Baytul Ma'mur, this was an indication that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be given an opportunity of the rituals of Hajj towards the ending of his Mubarak life. You see, towards the ending of this journey of Hijrat, towards the ending of the journey of Hijrat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is meeting Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam at Baytul Ma'mur. This whole going from this heaven to that heaven to that heaven, was like drawing out to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his life. What's going to happen in the early stages, different things that are going to happen in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life. He's meeting the different Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. This explained to them, this explained to us, and was an indication to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what was going to happen in his Mubarak life. Now coming to towards the end, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is an indication that towards the end of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life, he will, Kaaba Sharif will come back into his hands and Hajj etc. will take place. Then also, they mention a beautiful thing. You see, if we go to Kaaba Sharif, then we are blessed with the barakat that descend on the Kaaba Sharif. We are blessed with the barakat that descend on the Kaaba Sharif. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is going to the Kaaba Sharif, brought honor to the Kaaba Sharif. Because prior to that, what people had in the Kaaba Sharif, what they had put in the Kaaba Sharif, all wrong things were taking place there. By Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Fateh Makkah taking place, by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to the Kaaba Sharif, he brought honor to the Kaaba Sharif. Also, Shaykh ibn Abi Jamara rahmatullah alayhi has explained that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in the seventh heaven. This is to show the maqam of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he is Khalilullah. He is Khalilullah. But then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes even further than that. To show the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is Habibullah. And a Habib, the Habib is even higher than the Khalil. There is also some narration that mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam even entered Baytul Ma'mur and performed Salah also at Baytul Ma'mur with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Khair. After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that I was then taken to Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is a tree, a lot tree, but unlike the lot trees of this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Sidratul Muntaha. He mentioned that its berries, the fruits of Sidratul Muntaha, were as huge as the earthen pots of Hajar. Now Hajar is the name of a place where they used to make very, very big earthen pots. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the fruits of Sidratul Muntaha are as huge as those earthen pots of Hajar. Very, very big fruits. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the leaves of the tree were as huge as elephant ears. So big the leaves of the tree was. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the beauty of the tree, that like the malaika, like butterflies, but different description, how they are all around the tree, flocking around the tree. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that at the Sidratul Muntaha, there were four rivers starting from this point. Two were flowing in and two were flowing out. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam about the two rivers that were flowing out. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said that the rivers flowing inwards are the rivers of Jannah. These are the rivers of Jannah. Those rivers that are flowing inwards are the rivers of Jannah. And the rivers that are flowing out, this is the Nile and the Euphrates of this dunya. The Nile and the Euphrates, those rivers that are flowing out. Now if somebody has to say, but you know, the beginning, the source of the Nile is here and Euphrates is there and it's flowing and going there, and how you all got Nile and Euphrates there and all that. So that all will say that, look Baba, what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that we regard as more true than what our eyes can see and our minds can comprehend. If our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that the Nile and Euphrates river he saw over there, we believe that, finish. We don't need to know anything else. We don't need any other geographical or scientific explanation, etc. We don't require it. Ibn Abi Hatim rahimahullah narrates from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, after meeting Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, I was taken to the highest level of the seventh sky until I reached a river where glasses of pearls and rubies had been placed. Glasses made out of pearls and rubies had been placed. There were also green birds found there. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that this is Kawthar. This is Kawthar, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. The river had containers of gold and silver. The river had containers of gold and silver, which was flowing over emeralds. You know, sometimes people go for a wedding, a walima or something. So you hear them after that, they say, but one thing, that he knows how to lay it out. A certain dawat or something, they say dawat is by a certain person's house, and then that dawat you must go for. He knows how to lay it out, right? You know. If we think they know how to lay it out, how Allah Pak is laying it out? Allah Pak, this is not even no main cause or anything. The water. What intizam Allah Pak is making? Containers made out of ruby, out of pearl, out of gold, out of silver. The water here in the dunya, the water flows over sand. Water flows over sand. There the bed of Kawthar is emerald. You see, you have to think a little bit. You have to think. And after thinking, we still won't even come anywhere close to imagining what Jannat is. See, understand something. What worth does sand have? When you buy sand, you want to build, you want sand. The sand don't cost nothing. The transport to get the sand to you, that's what you pay for. You pay for the transport to get the sand to you. When I was digging there by the house, I don't know how much of sand I took out there from the backyard. I put a sign there, I said, please take the sand for free. Take the sand and go. Then too few people came, took. Then you have to still get one truck now to come and cart all the sand away. So sand doesn't have value. Sand is not, it's freely available, it's everywhere. It doesn't have like a value, a price attached to it. An emerald, do we find emeralds everywhere in abundance, heaps of emeralds? You have to put emeralds outside your house and say, please come take away for free. You think the thing will be left there. Now, if in Jannat, the river bed is emerald, the river bed of Kawthar is emerald, so can we begin to understand what is the jewels of Jannat? Can you begin to understand what the jewels of Jannat will be? If the river, because now, if the river bed is emerald, so now if you take one emerald and give your wife there and say, no, I'm putting emerald on your necklace, so what kamal? That's like everywhere there's emeralds here, man. So what must be the jewelry there if the river bed is emerald? You see, like, you'll see in Surah Ar-Rahman, in other surahs, the thread of the cushion, the cotton of the cushion, min zahab. I'm trying to think of the ayat. No, here is not about the thread. The muttaki'ina ala furushim bata'inuha min istabarak. They will be reclining against mattresses or cushions or sofas, whatever you want to call it, right? Bata'inuha, the inside of it, the inside, the stuffing, right? Bata'inuha min istabarak. The stuffing is from silk. Now, generally, a cushion, what is more valuable? The covering of the cushion or the stuffing? The stuffing, they put anything. They stuff anything inside. And then outside they put a nice cover, make it look nice, put a nice button there and everything. So it's a smart cushion. So in Jannat, the stuffing is silk. If the stuffing is silk, then what the cushion is going to be? If the stuffing is silk, then the material has to be more umda than the stuffing. In another ayat, I don't know where that ayat, I can't recall, I don't know where it is now. If I remember it, I'll tell you. Where it speaks about the thread of the pillow. If I'm not mistaken, it's gold. Gold thread. So if you're using a gold thread on the material, now if a lady goes and she purchases a material, she wants to sew an Eid outfit, so she paid certain amount per meter for the material, right? And then she goes to buy cotton. So what costs more, the material or the cotton? The cotton is a fraction of the price of the material. The main cost is the material. The cotton, to put it together, that's a fraction of the price. She may spend 10 rand, 15 rand on cotton. The hundreds of rand she'll spend on the material. So when the cotton is going to be of that value, then what the material is going to be? Now, this what we are imagining, this whatever we are thinking, even this imagination doesn't come anywhere close. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The Jannat is a place no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can ever perceive. The mind can never perceive what Jannat is. Now when we got such a precious thing, such an umda thing, and we want to throw it away for the one pretty face here in the dunya, we throw it away. Couple of rands here in the dunya, we want to throw it away. Some entertainment and pleasure in the dunya, we want to throw that away. You know, I don't know if they still have this thing, but when I must have been about 7 years old, 8 years old, around that age, they used to have one show, you know. It was called the money or the box show. So the money or the box show. So this money or the box show, they used to tell that fellow, they say, right, 100,000 rand. For example, they give you 100,000 rand, you choose the money or you choose the box. They had these to have some, they had some system now, how, which letter, some box, something, you must take the box. So I remember one day, this fellow, they asked him now, money or the box? So he's saying box. So they raised the figure. They asked him, money or box? He's saying box. They raised a couple times now, they raised the figure. I'm thinking to myself, you know, this fellow is such a fool. He should just take the money. There's so much money they're offering him. That's in the bag now. If he says money, he got the money. That box, Salah, what's inside the box? He doesn't know what's in the box. But he, you see, hirs, greed. Because sometimes this, the box got much more. Now his hirs got the better of him. So I, how much they had raised there? That time, you know, 100,000 rand was a lot of money. And that figure was like raised, I can't remember exactly what the amount, but it was a big amount of money. And this fellow is saying box, he's saying box, he's saying box. Eventually, he went to open the box. He went to open the box. There was a blue and yellow swimming goggles inside the box. The blue and yellow swimming goggles inside the box. So this is our halat. This is our condition. Shaitan keeps bluffing us. Shaitan keeps bluffing us. No, 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 you'll get here. Dunya, you'll get, you'll get, you'll get. Allah Pak is giving us with guarantee. With guarantee. Whatever Allah Pak is offering is 100%. Everything is there. It's for sure, it's certain. And what's here in the dunya? It's things that are going to perish. Things that are going to perish. But we want to run behind the dunya and we're leaving what Allah Pak is offering us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the river had containers of gold and silver and was flowing over emeralds. Its water was whiter than milk. Its water was whiter than milk. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I drank some water from a container. It was sweeter than honey and it smelt better than musk. The waters of Kawthar. Now with regards to Kawthar also, in madrasa you learnt it's a pond. How is the Kawthar? it's a pond. Then now he's hearing it's a river. Then we heard it's a pond on the plains of resurrection, on the plains of Qiyamah. And now it's a river in Jannat, above the seventh sky. So Muhaddisin, they explain that Kawthar is a river in Jannat. Kawthar is a river in Jannat. Its source is very high up by the seventh heavens. Its source is there. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be a hose which will be filled with the waters from Kawthar to quench the thirst of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself will be serving that water. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they will be on either side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they will be there with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these bichara Shia people, I don't know where they're going to go for water on Qiyamah Day, because they don't want to accept Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they don't want to accept Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah Pak give them hidayat, and Allah Pak protect us, Allah Pak protect our iman, the iman of our progeny, keep us upon Sirat al-Mustaqim.